Word the first time, certain. Item 1141, please.
Proclaim November to be Native American Heritage Month.
Colleagues, I'm excited about the opportunity to once again bring a proclamation before you to declare the month of November Native American Heritage Month. This designation is a reminder that we shall all recognize the significant contributions of the first Americans who have made our country to the Pacific Northwest and to our city. Last year, I shared that we just filled the city's tribal liaison position within the Office of Government Relations. Today, I'm proud to say that we've made significant strides over the last year to strengthen our relationships with the area's tribal governments, as well as improved engagement with Portland's urban Native American community. In September, we welcomed tribal leaders and delegates from seven tribal nations to City Hall for the inaugural Tribal Nations Summit. The conversations between the visiting tribes and city leadership made it clear that there's numerous ways in which the city and tribes can work together for the common good. I urge all City of Portland employees and residents to take up the opportunity during the month of November and beyond to celebrate Native American heritage. At this point, I'd like to turn the program over to Laura John. Good morning, Laura. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and City Commissioners. Thank you for allowing time this morning for us to come forward. For the record, my name is Laura John, and I'm the City's Tribal Relations Director in our Office of Government Relations. I'm very excited to bring our guests forward today. Each are distinguished and well-revered in their own ways here in our urban Native community as well as beyond the Portland area. Before I introduce our guests, I want to first start by providing some background on how Native American Heritage Month came to be. I have to say that as a young woman, I was not always a fan of Native American Heritage Month. It was oftentimes for me as a young girl in school a time when it was uncomfortable because we were expected to make certain projects in classrooms that didn't fully capture our culture, our history appropriately. I carried that discomfort into adulthood, but I do have to say that there is so much value in having these proclamations and these designations. Native American Heritage Month is an opportunity for us to show our appreciation for Indian country's history, culture, and people, but also to honor the vast contributions of Native people, not only to our city, but our state, our country, and to the world. This morning, I wanted to share the origin of Native American Heritage Month, which I didn't know until just a handful of years ago, and found the similarities in the origin with my own origin quite striking. As you all know, I'm of Blackfeet. I come from the Blackfeet and Seneca Nations. So this is an excerpt from the National Native American Heritage Month website. Quote, what started at the turn of the century as an effort to gain a day of recognition for the significant contributions the first Americans made to the establishment and growth of the United States has resulted in a whole month being designated for that purpose. One of the very proponents of an American Indian Day was Dr. Arthur C. Parker, a Seneca Indian, also a relative of mine, who was the director of the Museum of Arts and Science in Rochester, New York. He persuaded the Boy Scouts of America to set aside a day for the first Americans, and for 3 years they adopted such a day. The year before this proclamation was issued, Red Fox James, a Blackfoot Indian, rode horseback from state to state seeking approval for a day to honor Indians. Several miles later and months, on December 14, 1915, he presented the endorsements of 24 state governments at the White House. There is no record, however, of such a national day being proclaimed at that time. In 1915, the annual Congress of the American Indian Association meeting in Lawrence, Kansas, home of Haskell Institute at the time, formally approved a plan concerning American Indian Day. It directed its president, Reverend Sherman Coolidge, an Arapaho, to call upon the country to observe such a day. The first American Indian Day in a state was declared on the second Saturday in May, 1916, by the governor of New York. Several states celebrate the fourth Friday in September. Moving forward, in 1990, President George H.W. Bush approved a joint resolution designating November 1990 as National American Indian Heritage Month. Similar proclamations under variants on the name, including Native American Heritage Month and National American Indian and Alaska Native Heritage Month, have been issued each year since 1994. Each year, over the past handful of years, and even going back into the 70s and as early as the 50s, our city has proclaimed a Native American Heritage Day or month. And each year, we move closer to moving beyond a month of education to a month of engaged celebration. I am honored to bring this proclamation to City Council this morning, not only as your Tribal Relations Director, but in particular after last night's historical election of the first, not one, but two Native American women who will soon be serving in the United States Congress, House of Representatives. These women will be the second and third Native Americans to serve in Congress in our country's history. I am also honored here this morning to introduce our state's second Native American Oregon legislator, Representative Tana Sanchez.
Morning.
Good morning. I'm a little croaky this morning, so forgive me. For the record, I'm Representative Tana Sanchez, House District 43, North and Northeast Portland. And I'm very excited to be there. Obviously, I was on the ballot yesterday, but I did not have an opponent, so I'm all good.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Other folks had a much more difficult time, and we're very, very excited, of course, now to be a supermajority in our House. It's very, very exciting. We're also very excited, of course, to have our governor be able to move forward and actually have a full term of being able to actually do the work she needs to do. So I think we will be seeing some great things moving forward, hopefully what you're getting at, Commissioner Uyu Daily. This proclamation, as was mentioned, is, you know, obviously we've been doing this type of thing for a while. And over again, it is that recognition that Native people have been here forever. And as I teach a class now at Portland State University in Native American Communities and the School of Social Work and so on, I'm teaching people every day to recognize the history that we have dealt with and the laws that affect only Native Americans, the struggles with land and water and all of those issues. And I'm so very excited that every day we get closer and closer to really helping people recognize what that looks like, what that really means. And the fact that we will have two Native women going to Congress will be an amazing thing as well, but only the second and third Native person ever. What that says to me is that we have a long way to go. It's so very, very important that we have this partnership with the city and, of course, have a greater opportunity to make greater partnerships within the state and the country and the world to recognize what we have dealt with here in this country. It's a difficult thing, as Laura mentioned, to be a child growing up and dealing with Native American Heritage Month as something that maybe was a little bit hard as a younger person. I remember it as a parent when that would be the time when people would call me to come and speak at the school. And I would remind them that I can speak just as well in April as I can in November. So this should be every day that we're reminding people that we have an innate connection with this land. And we have a culture and languages and spirituality and very intense connections that really should be looked at every single day, that we should recognize every single day that things have to shift and change and recognition has to happen, and that we are sovereign governments. That's the real issue right now. We are sovereign governments. And we have things like the Indian Child Welfare Act, which is a federal law that is under attack yet again. And we could sit in a time where the current administration could be very difficult to deal with regard to our sovereignty. that's the partnerships that we need to build differently. We need to make sure that people understand this is a huge issue. Our existence is very, very important. We've obviously seen that termination happen and restoration happen in particular here in this state. We need to make sure that people understand and know that our very existence is what's very, so very, very important at this moment in time. So again, I want to thank you for this opportunity and just again to remind you that we're here and we're not going anywhere.
Excellent. Thank you, Representative. We're honored to have you here today. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler. It's a real honor to be here and before all of the city councilors, commissioners today. I want to thank you for your many years of benefits that you provided for the Native community. And I'm just looking at Commissioner Fritz, and you got a very beautiful medallion on today. It looks very nice. Thank you for wearing that. And I realize Dan Saltzman's not here today, but he has served many years on this council and has provided great benefits to not just the whole community of Portland, but the Native community with his advocacy in the Portland Children's Levy and the foster care. He's also helped the Native American Youth and Family Center, where I work, with our property at the campus and also with our affordable housing generation. So I, even though he's not here, I want to thank Dan for his many years of service. I also want to acknowledge we have an amazing tribal liaison. Her name is Laura John.
Here, here.
Just rocking it. And had a wonderful Tribal Nation Summit, and I also led the way for the Indigenous Peoples Day Proclamation, and has really helped bring the city bureaus closer to the Native community. So I want to thank you, Laura, for that. I also want to congratulate Tana Sanchez on her reelection to the 43rd District of the State of Oregon. Congratulations, Tana.
Thank you.
And the election last night made me feel very good. There were some positive steps forward in the areas of housing, health, education, and the environment, as well as jobs. And so I feel really good about the election last night. I just wanted to share that with folks. Now, I mentioned the city's help, and it's really expressed itself in many ways. The first I want to mention is Parks and Recreation. They have a wonderful Native American Community Advisory Council. We also have the Office of Community and Civic Life with their civic leadership program has helped the Native community in many ways to organize, especially our leadership and advocacy. The Regional Arts and Culture Council has done great strides in bringing monumental art to the community and supporting Native arts. We have Lillian Pitt and Preston Singletary installations that are just beautiful. Prosper Portland has stepped forward to help with community investments as well as microenterprise. We have the Joint Office of Homeless Services and Portland Housing Bureau that's addressing our many housing needs, which are very great in the Native community. We also have been doing quite a bit of work with gang prevention. And so you've invested in the Native community in many ways, and I just wanted to express our appreciation for that. Now, it's true that we do have much more to do. We do have Native Americans who are overrepresented in the homeless population. We want to have a more direct partnership with the city to address those issues. We also want to break the cycle of poverty and provide good-paying jobs for our community. We do need to make still many more strides with education for the Native community. Obviously, my organization is advocating and collaborating in those fronts. We also have quite a few environmental concerns for the city. So that being said, we look forward to the ongoing partnership with the city, and I want to thank you again for all that you do for the Native community, and thank you for proclaiming November as Native American Month. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good to see you, Paul.
Tana has reminded me I forgot to say my name, and there's a big sign here. So, Paul Lemley, Executive Director, Native American Youth and Family Center, and citizen of the Yakima Nation.
Thank you so much for your partnership. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank my deep appreciation and sincere moments to share with our governors. I've shared a lot with them before, and it's always been an honor and a pleasure to see what they have done for our Native community and to express the feelings that I have for their work that they have to do. I'm Buzz Nelson. I'm an Ogallala Lakota from Pine Ridge, South Dakota. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I served in the Marine Corps, and I'm here to, I've been in Portland for 50 years working with the Native community, and I've seen the improvements that we've had, like Laura John We've worked all these years to try to get our young students to go to college, come back and take over these Native programs and to move into these Native spots. And we've seen some of them today that are elected into the commission. And it's a great feeling to know this in my heart that our Native people are finally being recognized by the world. We've seen a lot of it. Our greatest thing that came from the respect that we have received from the whole world as Native community. And it's really good to be able to sit here today and to think back of what we went through here, what we started with in the last 50 years. I was one of the founders of the Native American Rehabilitation Association, which is an alcohol program that is a $29 million program today. I was one of the founders of the NAIA program, and I've shared our Native community with everyone here, with our commissioners down through the years. And it's a great honor. I could sit up here all day and express my thoughts and my feelings of what you have done for our Native people and why it's so important that we keep this going. And we do have deep thoughts and thanks for what you have done for our people, our Native community. And as I said, I was a Marine Corps veteran. I have seen the progress of our Native veterans, the success that they've had, and the recognition that we've had from the world as Native veterans. Native people have always been warriors. We have always volunteered to protect our people and our country. So we continue to do this. And to this day, we're finally getting the recognition as the veterans, all veterans of this country, getting the recognition that they deserve and the help that they deserve. We see a lot of them down on the streets today as homeless, and they need the help bad. And if we continue to do this, I think it's one of our greatest things that happened to our veterans today. But they are really being recognized as heroes and warriors that they should have been recognized as and seen years ago. And this is one of the great things that I feel today, that our veterans, I've seen what happened to our veteran people years ago. Our veterans come home, they're disrespected, they're cursed and called baby killers and so forth, you know. Them kids are over there fighting for their country, fighting for their world, for their people, and to come home and get that kind of recognition it's really heartbreaking. And then today to see where they're at today, the recognition that they have as veterans and their Veteran Day, it's a great honor and a great privilege to realize that I was a veteran and to serve my country. And to, again, I could say I could go on and thank Mr. Wheeler and the commissioners, Mr. Fish and Ms. Fritz and all of you that we've served with you before. And we want to continue serving with you and helping you, and that you give the help that we need from you. And thanks to our Native community. Mostly, I'm here today to thank you and the recognition that we have received through our Native veterans and the Native people from all of you. And I want to thank you. And like I said, I could go on forever talking about the thanks and what you've given us. So thank you very much. And don't stop.
Thank you.
Keep helping if you can.
And thank you thank for you. Your years of partnership with all of us here. We appreciate it. You give and you give and you give in this community. And I just want to acknowledge that. It's really appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
So to wrap up our presentation, I want to say that my hope for the city of Portland is that our Native American Heritage Month serves as a reminder that in order to be a well-functioning city government, we must include a tribal lens in every corner of the work that we do. In doing so, we help take steps to that time that our elected officials, our leaders, our employees, our advocates, and community leaders all together can build a city that will provide equitable opportunity and inclusion for Native American people. I'm currently working with a number of the city bureaus to support their efforts to host an event for this year's Heritage Month. These events include speaker panels, film screenings, reading discussions, brown bag lunches. So we have lots of events that are being hosted by city bureaus this year. I'm very happy about that. Lastly, just want to again thank you for your time and thank you for your support of the work that I do. And thank you for allowing me to bring guests to chambers this morning.
Thank you. And so with that, Laurel, I'll read the proclamation. Very good. Whereas Native Americans, the indigenous peoples of this land, flourish with vibrant cultures, developed one of the largest trade economies, and are the original stewards of Mother Earth. And whereas the city of Portland now rests on lands at the confluence of the Willamette and Columbia Rivers, a major crossroads for the economic, social, and political interactions of the indigenous tribes for thousands of years. And whereas indigenous people hand down oral histories, science, governance, a distinct relationship with the water, land, rocks, native plants, birds, fish, and animals, and invaluable cultural knowledge and rich traditions that continue to thrive in Portland, supporting community health. And whereas indigenous people who've been here since time immemorial continue to contribute immeasurable to our county, state, and city's heritage, distinguishing themselves as scholars, veterans, teachers, athletes, artists, entrepreneurs, and leaders. And whereas the indigenous population of the Portland metro area is over 50,000 people, descended from more than 380 tribes, bands from across the nation. And whereas the community continues to contribute to the cultural fabric of the city of Portland through many events throughout the year, such as the traditional powwows, festivals, celebrations, active community organizations, and tribal intergovernmental relationships. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the month of November 2018 to be Native American Heritage Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. Thank you. Colleagues, if you have any remarks,
yes,
Commissioner Udaly.
What an exciting moment with so many Native American women assuming positions of power across the country at every level. I want to thank our honored guests today, and I want to particularly thank Laura John, our Tribal Relations Director. I think there's been growing recognition of Native American heritage, survival, presence in our community, but I don't feel that the city has taken many meaningful steps and concrete actions to actually addressing the kind of unique challenges, concerns, and needs of the community. And I want to commend the mayor for hiring Laura. She's been here less than a year, and I feel that our understanding and relationships have grown by leaps and bounds with the Native community. And I just want to commit my support to you moving forward. And it did occur to me as you were talking about your experiences with Native American Heritage Month and how kind of awkward and maybe infuriating those experiences were. Oregon is the only state in the country that has required ethnic studies curriculum for K through 12 students. So I want to just put on the table that perhaps we should develop a new Native American heritage curriculum and at the very least offer it in Portland schools, but perhaps throughout the state, and hopefully correct some of the kind of more unfortunate and embarrassing traditions that it's been perpetuating. So thank you for being here. and happy Native American Heritage Month.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you for honoring us with your presence and your gracious words, and thank you for all that you are doing to help us correct the wrongs of the past and for being willing to do that. I just love seeing the six flags of six of the most prominent tribal nations here in council chambers. It's a great reminder that we are on land that my ancestors only recently came to, and yours looked after much better than mine have in many cases, for time immemorial. And so thank you for that. I am honored to have the Bow and Arrow Club having made this medallion for me and giving it to me at the powwow. And it sits on the front and in center in the coffee table in my office. So every day I'm looking at it and we're being reminded that by treaty, I am empowered to correct those wrongs and to act in collaboration with the tribes. I want to particularly thank Patty Howard, who in my first term was my policy advisor, who established the principle of the city acknowledging tribal sovereignty and that we do need to work together. And yes, it does take time to correct and move forward. It took hundreds of years to get to where we were. And so in order to be able to have everybody at the table in collaboration, it takes time to fix it. And so thank you, Laura John, for your work on that. We will continue now, I know, to gather momentum and to honour the roles that you and the voters of our area have now given to us on the dais here. Thank you so much.
Yep. Commissioner Fish.
So one of the things that I've learned in my service on this council is that on many of the issues that we are spending time addressing, there is not necessarily consensus among Native American leaders. And that's not surprising, but until we had a tribal liaison, we weren't really focused on understanding the political landscape the way we are now. The conflicts within recognized tribes and between them, conflicts between some of our recognized tribes and urban Indians, different views on important questions from Superfund to how we make our budget to how we utilize land to how we honor Native history through our various bureaus and on and on and on. What Laura John has allowed us to do is better understand the lay of the land, to better understand the views of sovereign nations as well as urban Indians and others. And, we have some really hard work ahead of us. It's not going to be easy to knit together some of the things that we're working on because there are disagreements within the community. But what Laura has given us is a relentless focus on how we can, in a more respectful way, engage sovereign nations and also our urban Indians. And she's helped all of us through our bureaus figure out ways of becoming more engaged and respectful. And from time to time, she's come in and said, there's something coming to council that's about to become a train wreck, and we're going to pull it or rewrite it, or we're going to rethink it, or you haven't done the necessary outreach. And so I'm as someone who fought for this position, I am absolutely confident that she's the right person for the job. And I've seen really remarkable progress in a short amount of time. So Laura, thank you for your leadership, and thank you to our honored guests for being with us today.
Thank you. So should we have a photograph up front?
Thank you.
Two more.
The next item is